Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Jerusalem, Israel. Holy Week, Passover, and Resurrection Sunday, Holy Week will be different in Jerusalem this year. That's the headline. David Dolan comes with the details.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Upcoming this next week, Passover. It's the Holy Week. You have Passover beginning on Wednesday evening, and then you have Easter on Sunday. Doesn't look like it's going to be a normal Holy Week in Israel, not this time.
Quite a number of the rabbis, though, are pointing out that it's actually probably going to be the most authentic Passover since the original one in Egypt, because, of course, there were plagues swirling around outside. The worst one, the firstborn dying, was about to take place, and God said, take some of the Passover lamb's blood and put it on your doorpost, then I'll pass over your house, your family, and you won't be affected by this plague. And so they were alone. There weren't big groups of people. It wasn't a congregational thing. It wasn't where everyone went off to prayer like it's become over the centuries since then. Very much a holiday where you invite your friends and neighbors and, you know, you have everybody in, but not now. You alone or your family alone, and that's it, and keep everybody out. So it's quite a situation, to say the least. Definitely no tourists, no public gatherings, none of the usual things you'd see going on for Passover, and of course, Easter following, as you said, right after that, the same thing. The churches will be empty, they'll be closed. Synagogues closed, the prime minister urging everybody to observe this. And again, the rabbis pointing out this is kind of like the original Passover. You're just staying at home, sheltered from some evil thing that's out there. In this case, of course, it was the evil that the Pharaoh was doing, and God unleashed the plagues upon them so that he would release the people of Israel to go back to their promised land, which thankfully did happen.
David Dolan with his report on Holy Week in Jerusalem. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. Think about this with me. David's report on Holy Week in Jerusalem and his comparison to how Passover this year is very similar to the original Passover some 3,500 years ago is strikingly amazing. But also, I want you to notice how Holy Week, some 2,000 years ago, at the time of Jesus Christ and his crucifixion, is also similar as well. Passover, at that time in history, took place starting on Wednesday evening, as it does this year, and Christ was crucified on Passover the next afternoon. Remember, the Jewish day begins in the evening at sundown and ends the next sundown. 2,000 years ago, Jesus Christ resurrected on the Jewish feast of first fruits, which is Sunday. This is evidence that Jesus Christ was the fulfillment of Bible prophecy, the prophecies of the Jewish feast days. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...